everyone, welcome back to the One Remit podcast, Intercontinental Money. I'm Hassana, and of course I have my amazing co-host with me, Femi. Femi, how are you doing today?
Hello, Hassana, how are you? Good morning. Nice to be here on this podcast on this fine day. Shout out to all our listeners around the world who have been with us since we started this podcast down to this time. All right. Hassana, what are we discussing today?
So we are basically discussing how business owners are shutting their laptops with joy this December, how they're winding down, how they're ending the year. So basically the December mood, okay. What they're doing for themselves, their customers, and all of that.
And I think that's an interesting topic. Shout out to all the business owners who have been entrepreneurs and consultants and freelancers and others who have been listening to us since we started this podcast. Shout out to you guys. You guys have been amazing. I think the whole point is, how are you closing up for the year? What do you think is a preferred way to close for the year? Right? Do you think that it is go out with a bank, throw a party? Do you think it's go out with discounts, give discounts to all your customers and all of that? Do you think it is it's send a Christmas card, send hampers, Hassana, what do you think?
Because I always say that staff are people that have, they've held your business down, whether you like it or not. So it's really important that staff enjoyment is not missed. It could be bonus season, small party, just doing something nice for them so they feel appreciated.
I see. So you're talking about staff. How about customers? Because, on one hand, yes, you should appreciate staff. I mean, they are the rock stars who keep the business running. But how about customers?
Yeah, I agree with you as well. I mean, the other day I went to get some makeup products and, they gave us some gifts. No matter how little it was really nice. It put a smile on my face because it meant that I was thought of. And like I said, it was a small gift, but it was nice. It made me feel important. And that they were intentional about it. So again, I know you always say that there's no business without customers. So it's also important that you also put a smile on the face of your customers. So it could be giving gifts, hampers, it could be discounts as well.
Makes sense. So again, if you listen to us for every part of the world, let us know what's your favorite closeout style and what ways do you think What ways is your business closing out for the year? Also, who do you think is more important, the client or the staff? Hassana, what do you think?
I think they work hand in hand. I can't pick one. They are both important, very important.
Yeah, some ideas I think could work. You mentioned bonuses for staff. I think like a spa day makes sense. I think a shopping voucher makes sense. I think that depending on where you are in the world, certain luncheons, get together, team hangouts could be fine.
We would be just letting them sleep without feeling guilty, but you could just go and sleep.
No, they might still feel guilty, especially if they didn't do good work throughout the year. But I work with rock stars, so I can't relate. If your people, your co-workers or your staff are not rock stars, my apologies, my sympathies. But over here, we is rock stars or nothing, right? So for your clients, Christmas cards, there are hampers you could give out, there are discounts, either full discounts or partial discounts. Just something to help people get into the spirit of the season. And what I always like to say is that make sure it is tastefully done. It is tastefully done. It's not, of course, the mistake some brands make is that they're trying to do marketing alongside it, you know, and they're like, oh, let's do content and all of that. And you end up making the customers feel a certain type of way. You end up making them feel, okay, maybe, you know, if this is what I have to do to collect it, maybe I shouldn't do this at all. And you don't want that. You don't want to alienate your customers. You want to bring them closer. You want to bring them in and retain them and even get them to talk about your brand for next year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's something important to look at. Make sure it's tastefully done.
Let's not forget the people that own the business as well. They have suffered. They have carried their business on their head. So they also deserve enjoyment. Yeah. So it could be anything, just a little treat. Like Femi said, a spa day, traveling, buying new gadgets, buying that new wig. It's really, really important. And also, don't forget that if you are buying all of these gifts, these hampers and all from your customers, and you are trying to get them outside Nigeria, so you are trying to pay your suppliers outside, so you also know that you have to put in efforts with that, so your December hampers are not coming in January or February, because December is when you rush to pay them, so they don't close for holidays and all of that, and nothing embarrasses you. And this is where One Remy comes in, becomes your best friend, because everything is done fast, on time, instant transfers, no hidden charges, and all of that. So you just keep that in mind. Keep One Remy in mind.
I think that's a great one. Like I said, we want to hear from you guys. Wherever it is you're listening to this podcast, what do you think is your preferred way to close off for the year? We need suggestions on what are the things to give your staff or your partners or your clients or your vendors for the year. Also, who do you think is more important, the clients or the staff? We want to hear all these answers, you know. Just leave a comment wherever you're listening to us, and then we'll discuss it in our next episode. And then we look forward to hearing from you guys. Like we said, if you're still going to pay all the payments you want to make this month, send it via One Remit during the holidays. Let's make sure that your money doesn't get held up in traffic on the international transaction highway. All right. Thank you, Hassana, for your time. This has been amazing as always. Thank you for being the amazing co-host that you are.
Thank you, Femi. Bye, everyone.
Bye.